Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with our Life Support Outreach Church and our Prayer Room Ministry. So delighted this evening to be back on our radio broadcast for our praise, for our study in the Word of God. I just give God all the praise and all the glory on tonight. In the mighty and powerful name of Jesus, we're going to get ready to have just a short devotion. In the name of Jesus, we're going to get ready to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer on tonight. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms number 40. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of the of a horrible pit and of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And he put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works, which thou hast done, and thou thoughts which are to usward, they cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I will declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. My ears has thou opened. Burnt offerings and sin offerings has thou not required. Then said I, lo, I come into the volume of the book. It is written of me. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips, O Lord, thou knowest. I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. Withhold not thy tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me. For innumerable evils have come past me about. My iniquities have taken hold upon me, so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of thine head. Therefore, my heart faileth me. I have just read you the first 12 verses of Psalms 40. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to just have a little song.
My soul, my
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace tonight, God, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come tonight, God, just confessing and repenting, asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. Father, I just come just thanking and praising you for another opportunity, Father, to study your word, God, in unity, God, together, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I ask you tonight, God, to let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us on tonight. In the name of Jesus, move me from this flesh, God. Move me, God, so the Holy Ghost can take over and take control on tonight, God. I have no power, no knowledge of myself, God, but it's only by you, God, not by my might nor by my power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Father, I ask you tonight to cover everyone, God, under the sound of my voice on tonight. Cover them and their families in the shed blood of Jesus. Encamp your angels all around about them to protect them, God, from all hurt, harm, or danger on tonight, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I ask tonight, God, to send your power down, to send the anointing down, God, in your power. I ask you to open up our understanding, open up our minds tonight, God, that we may be able to understand, God, every word, every letter, God, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you tonight, God, to take over and take control. Have your way in this Bible class on tonight.
Father, I thank you, God. I praise you. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. 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 So let it be. So let it be. We're going to get ready. I'm going to get ready to start reading. We're going to start. I'm starting because we don't have any new readers. So I'm going to start tonight. And by the end of time of when we finish tonight, maybe we can have some new readers. And you can just, if you want to read, and you can read 2 months at a time, just 2 months. So anyway, I'm going to start reading on chapter 23. And it came to pass a long time after that, the Lord had given rest unto Israel from all their enemies round and about, that Joshua waxed old and stricken in age. And Joshua called for all Israel and for their elders and for their heads and for their judges and for their officers, and said unto them, I am old and stricken in age, and ye have seen all that the Lord your God have done unto all these nations because of you. For the Lord your God is he that hath fought for you. Behold, I have divided unto you by lot these nations that remain to be an inheritance for your tribes from Jordan, with all the nations that I have cut off, even unto the great sea westward. And the Lord your God, he shall expel them from before you and drive them from out of your sight. And ye shall possess their land as the Lord your God have promised unto you. Be ye therefore very courageous to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, and that ye turn not aside therefore to the right hand or to the left, that ye come not among these nations, these that remain among you, neither make mention of them of the names of their gods, nor cause to swear by them, neither serve them, nor bow yourself unto them, but cleave unto the Lord your God, and ye have done as ye have done unto this day. For the Lord have driven out from before you great nations and strong, but as for you, no man have been able to stand before you unto this day. One man of you shall chase 1,000, for the Lord your God, he it is that fight for you. And as he hath promised you, take good heed, therefore, unto yourself, that ye love the Lord your God. Else, if you do in any wise go back and cleave unto the remnant of these nations, even these that remain among you, and shall make marriages with them, and go in unto them, and they to you, know from a certainty that the Lord your God will no more drive out any of these nations from before you, but they shall be snares and traps unto you, and scourges in your sides, and thorns in your eyes, until ye perish from off good land, which the Lord your God have given you. And behold, this day I am going the way of all the earth, and ye know in all your heart, in all your souls, that not one thing hath failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spake concerning you. All are come to pass unto you, and not one thing hath failed thereof. Therefore it shall come to pass that as all good things are come upon you, which the Lord your God promised you, so shall the Lord bring upon you all evil things, until he have destroyed you from off this good land which the Lord your God have given you. When you have transgressed
the covenant of the Lord your God, which he commanded you, and have gone and served other gods and bowed yourself to them, then shall the anger of the Lord be kindled against you, and ye shall perish quickly from off the good land which he have given unto you. Amen.
Chapter 24. And Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel and Shechem, and called for the elders of Israel, and for their heads, and for their judges, and for their officers, and for their... And they presented themselves before God. And Joshua said unto all the people, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, your fathers dwelt on the other side of the flood in old time, even Terah, the father of Abraham and the father of Nahor, and they served other gods. And I took your father Abraham from the other side of the flood and led him throughout all the land of Canaan and multiplied his seed and gave him Isaac. And I gave unto Isaac Jacob and Esau, and I gave unto Esau Mount Seir to possess it. But Jacob and his children went down into Egypt. I sent Moses also and Aaron, and I plagued Egypt according to that which I did among them. And afterward, I brought you out, and I brought your fathers out of Egypt. And ye came unto the sea, and the Egyptians pursued after your fathers with chariots and horsemen unto the Red Sea. And when they cried into... Hold on one second. And when they cried unto the Lord, he put darkness between you and the Egyptians and brought the sea upon them and covered them, and your eyes have seen what I have done in Egypt, and ye dwelt in the wilderness a long season. And I brought you into the land of the Amorites, which dwelt on the other side of Jordan, and they fought with you, and I gave them into your hand, that ye might possess their hand, and I destroyed them from before you. Then Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab, arose and warred against Israel, and sent and called Balaam, the son of Beor, aboard, to curse you. But I would not hearken unto Balaam. Therefore he blessed you still. So I delivered you out of his hand, and ye went over Jordan and came unto Jericho. And the men of Jericho fought against you, the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Girgashites, the Hivites and the Jebusites, and I delivered them into your hand. And I sent the hornet before you, which drave them out from before you, even the two kings of the Amorites, but not with thy sword nor with thy bow. And I have given you a land for which ye did not labor, and cities which ye built not, and ye dwell in them of the vineyards and olive yards, which ye planted not, do ye eat. Now, therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the earth, on the other side of the flood, and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God, he it is, brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, and which did those things, which did those great signs in our sight, and preserved us in all the way wherein we went, and among all the people through whom we passed. And the Lord drave out from before us all the people, even the Amorites, which dwelt in the land. Therefore, we will also serve the Lord, for he is our God. And Joshua said unto the people, ye cannot serve the Lord, for he is an holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgression, nor your sins. If ye forsake the Lord and serve strange gods, then he will turn and do you hurt and consume you. After that, he has done you good. And the people said unto Joshua, nay, but we will serve the Lord. And Joshua said unto the people, ye are witnesses against yourselves that ye have chosen you, the Lord, to serve him. And they said, we are witnesses. Now, therefore, put away, said he, the strange gods which are among you, and incline your heart unto the Lord God of Israel. And the people said it unto Joshua, the Lord our God will we serve, and his voice will we obey. So Joshua made a covenant with the people that day and set them a statute and an ordinance in Shechem. And Joshua wrote these words in the book of the law of God, and took a great stone and set it up there under an oak that was by the sanctuary of the Lord. And Joshua said unto all the people, behold, this stone shall be a witness unto us, for it has heard all the words of the Lord which he spake unto us. It shall be therefore a witness unto you, lest ye deny your God. So Joshua let the people depart, every man unto his inheritance. And it came to pass after these things that Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old. And they buried him in the border of his inheritance in Timnath-serah, which is in Mount Ephraim, on the north side of the hill of Gash. And Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders that overlived Joshua, and which had known all the works of the Lord that he had done for Israel. And the bones of Joshua, which the children of Israel brought up out of Egypt, buried they in Shechem, in a parcel of ground which Jacob bought of the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem, for 100 pieces of silver, and it became the inheritance of the children of Joseph. And Eleazar, the son of Aaron, died, and they buried him in the hill that pertained in Phinehas, that pertained to Phinehas, his son, which was given him in Mount Ephraim. The word of God for the people of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And praise the Lord. We're going to get ready to answer some questions that she just, I think it was up here in verse 32, in the bones of Joseph, because, you know, when Joseph died, he didn't want to be left over there in Egypt. He wanted them to bring him back into the promised land and bury him, or wherever Abraham then was buried at. But she meant to say Joseph. Yeah, but we're going to get ready for this. what did Joseph tell Joseph? What did Joshua, God, would do to them if they turned from him to serve other gods or transgress his commandments? What did he tell the people that God would do to them?
He said he will turn and do to you hurt and consume you after that he has done you good.
Yeah, but it's in chapter 24,
right? No, mm-hmm. This chapter 24, verse 20. Oh, it's another.
But no, it's up here. Uh-huh, it's in the... He said, I think in 8, but cleave unto the Lord your God, and ye have done as you have done unto this day, for the Lord have given. But that's not it. He told them, be ye therefore very courageous to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, that ye turn not aside, therefore to the right or to the left, that ye come not among these nations, these that remain among you, neither make mention of the names of their gods, nor cause to swear by them, neither serve them, nor bow yourselves unto them, but cleave unto the Lord your God, as ye have done unto this day. For the Lord have driven out from before you great nations and strong, but as for you, no man have been able to stand before you unto this day. So he said, if they went, and this something else, because he told me, if you go and you go in, he mean go to bed with somebody and lay with them or get pregnant. It mean to marry when you go into them, and that means that you marry to them. And he told them that what he would do, what God would do to them if they did that, because there is no way that you can marry somebody, go to bed with somebody, and don't think about that God or that woman going to have you serving whoever she serves. And you're going to forsake God like that. So that's what he was saying. If you go in there and you start doing what they do, worshiping when they worship, bowing down to their God and even swearing by their God, God going to turn his nose from you. He going to turn his back to you. That's what he was. That's that first question. That's the only question, I think, in 23. He said God would bring horrible things on them and their enemies would attack them until they all perish from the land. Okay, 24. How did Joseph tell the people to serve the Lord? How did he tell them to serve the Lord in chapter 24?
He said, now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord.
Mm-hmm. And did he say choose?
Okay. It said, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will
mm-hmm.
serve, whether the God which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, I will serve the Lord. Verse 15, 14, and 15.
Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to find my other questions out. Wait a minute. Okay. I don't have, but what choice did the people have to make for God? Didn't we just do that? No.
Yeah, I think. Because they had to eat the tree.
Okay. Okay.
Whether they according to the God Joshua. Of this age or the true God.
Yeah. Okay, number three. According to Joshua, why would the people not be able to serve God? Why did he say they wouldn't be able to serve him, according to Joshua?
Because they're serving false gods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and then they're saying, no, we want to serve the Lord.
He's a holy God and he's a jealous God.
Verse 19, but not only that, God is a jealous God. And I don't know if you're going to get to this, but like he was saying, you're going to get hurt and God going to consume you. So you need to choose wisely.
Yeah, that's right. That's absolutely right. And even to this day, even now, we cannot serve other gods. I don't know if we even know what the other gods are or how we can bring them in, because God is a jealous God. And God ain't never changed. He's still the same way. He's still the same. He still mean what he say. He still brought our forefathers out of Egypt. He still did everything he had to do for them. And he still mean what he say. He still mean it. You can't go a-whoring after other gods. I'm telling you. That's not what God want us to do. It's not what he want us to do. So we gotta make sure we in the order, in his order. He give us an order. He give us a how to live and how to do by, especially this word of God is what make us be able to live by what he say. All we got to do is stay in the word of God. You can't go after other gods. You cannot do that. He done did all this for you and you done forsook him already. Just like he ain't did nothing. Mm-hmm. Just like he hasn't done anything to me. Mm-hmm.
And I mean, Joshua, at this point, he ain't trying to discourage, you know, but he's not trying to discourage their faith. He's really trying to discourage the commitment to following the Lord, you know, because sometimes we need to be reminded, that when they serve God, it's under a covenant. That promises that covenant that they will be cursed for disobedience. You get what I'm saying? So, you know, they can't be serving false gods and other gods. And I mean, a lot of people don't understand that you can make anything a god. Get up in the morning, get on that cell phone. That could initially turn into a God. You get what I'm saying? Every morning. You ain't said, God, I thank you for waking me up this morning. Potentially,
nothing.
Just about anything that's not of God is, it can potentially turn into a God. So you got to be careful about who you doing, what you doing, how you doing it. You know, because we should be the type of people that pray and ask God on what to do. On a day-to-day basis.
That's right.
I'm talking about anything to do. Just, you know what I'm saying? We should be led by him. You know what I'm saying? So, I get that too. That's all I wanted to say.
Mm-hmm. It's a good thing. It really is, because we need to know this. We really need to know these things. Okay. According to Joshua, we did that one. Who did the people choose to serve? Who did they choose to serve?
They chose to serve God.
Yeah.
Yes, they did.
Yeah. They chose to serve him right here. Yeah, they did. But remember now, well, we ain't got to it yet. So,
They chose to serve him, and they said that they would serve him. They just got to continually to do it. You know how we do. We get God bless us. We going to do this. We going to do that, honey. And after a while, stop doing it. You know, you get this, you got that, you got money, you got blessings. God done bless us with this, with that. And here we go. We done forgot about getting up in the morning praying. We done forgot about repenting every day. We done forgot about giving God the glory. We done forgot about asking God to cover our home and our children. We done forgot about that stuff. Because God done blessed us now. You know, we driving a Bentley. What could happen? Can't nothing happen. You know, we got a 6-bedroom house. What can happen? He done blessed us. Money in the bank. But we forget what God has done for us in these years. We didn't forget. We've forgotten what God has brought us from. He brought them out of Egypt.
Teach, teach, teach.
He brought them out of Egypt. And they forgot all about that. Then he promised their fathers that he would give them the land flowing with milk and honey. And they wouldn't even get that. Some of them compromised. Some of them living with the enemy. Do you hear me? Every day, living with the enemy. Because the enemy gave them some money. The Canaanites gave them some money. His name started with a G, gave him money. And they just went on and said, okay, y'all can live here. No, it's not your land. You got to move. But they compromised. They compromised. We can't compromise what God has given us. We cannot compromise the spirit of God. We cannot compromise what God is doing for us. For the heathen, for the enemy, we can't do it. That's not what God say do, and that's how they was getting in trouble. That's how they was getting in trouble. Study getting in trouble. He started telling them, don't do this, don't do that. They waiting on him to take the land, and he told them, y'all got to possess it. I'm going to hear it. Y'all take it. Y'all possess the land. That's what I told you. I'm going to be with you. I'm going to give you favor. I'm going to bring the enemy and put him in your hand. It says none of them could stand up to them. Not one of them could stand. And these were strong nations, but they still were so lazy. They wouldn't even take the land. They went on and let them Canaanites give them some money, and they let them stay there. That's why it said in this chapter, even the ones that you stay with, that you dwell with, you bet not sleep with them. You bet not go calling on their God. You bet not bow down to them gods, because you're not supposed to even be with them. Bet not. What did Joshua set up as a witness of the people's choice? That's in
24. Verse 22. Huh?
Yeah,
oh,
and Joshua said unto the people,
a stone.
Yeah. You are
oak
with Trump. Me.
Verse 26.
Oh. What was the question again?
What did Joshua set up as a witness? Read it.
Okay. I thought it was verse 22.
Then Joshua wrote these words in the book of the law of God, and he took a large stone and set it up under the oak tree, under the oak that was by the sanctuary of the Lord. Then Joshua said to all the people, behold, this stone shall be a witness to us, for it has heard all the words of the Lord which he spoke to us. It shall therefore be a witness to you, lest you deny your God.
Amen.
So Joshua let the people depart, each to his own inheritance.
Amen. Okay. And 22, it says something about, and Joshua said unto the people, ye are witnesses against yourself. Mm-hmm. That ye have chosen you, the Lord, to serve him.
Right.
But, yeah, to serve him. And they said, we are witnesses. Mm-hmm. Anyway, and that's right. He did set up the stone. The stone is a witness. It was a witness to the people that this thing happened. But, and to remind them that it happened. Because I'm telling you, God wasn't playing with them. Yeah, we finna see over in Judges. They gonna still turn from God. All that he have done for them, all that he's just blessed them with, that inheritance, even though they didn't get all of it, they got some of it. And he said I think it's in the beginning of 23, where he said he's going to let them rest from fighting. He says, and it came to pass long after that the Lord had given rest unto Israel from all their enemies round and about. So he had given them rest. They had stopped fighting the fight. They had stopped warring with people because God had let them rest so they could live and multiply. Mm-hmm. So they can live a normal life. But they still, honey, when God got you covered, when he got his hands on you, you don't want God to take his hands off of you. You don't want that. When God is covering us, we need to let God cover us, because I'm telling you, when we start doing little here and a little there and a little here and bowing down to other gods, that's why, to me, denomination is not good for man, because one think they above the other. Always cause conflict, and we never want to worship with each other because of denomination. But I almost understand, because you don't want to be worshiping other gods. You don't want to be doing these other things. You don't know what gods they worship, and you don't know, because Indians worship a cow. They worship cows. If you don't want to bow down to no cows, we eat cows. But they worship cows. So we can't do that. We can't worship nobody but God. We can't bow down. We're not supposed to bow down to nobody but God. Telling you, God is a good God, and he every time they went to fight, he was right there, and the ones that they beat, they was much stronger and much larger than the Israel. They was much stronger, but God, he said one could put 1,000 to flight, 2 10,000, and that's what he did. That's what he did. He saved Israel, his chosen people. He saved them. We can't make no mistakes when it comes to serving God. And then nowadays, we don't even want to have a prayer life. We don't even want to bow down to the Lord. And you breathe in his air every day. We're not doing what we're supposed to do in that. We should be doing so much more, so much more. I'm telling you, if we do half as much as we do when we go out here in these streets, God would be really pleased with us, really, really pleased. But it's so many things. Even I was discussing with Apostle Carolyn and Prophetess Carlin about all of the artifacts that we're not supposed to have, even in our homes. Y'all know what that is? Y'all can't have these little statues. They pretty and everything. Last year, I threw away all of my elephants. I had all them brass, threw them away. ain't going to have nothing like that. I don't care which way you turn it, what direction. You ain't got to have no elephant for God to bless you. I took every one of them pretty things and put them in the trash, in the green trash can. Because I trust God to bless me. I don't need no elephant to bless me. And so many other people have artifacts, not just to be blessed, but you don't know where that stuff comes from. You just go buy it. Some of us get it from the Goodwill. We get it from yourself. And then we get it from other places. We don't know where it comes from. And it's sitting up in your house bringing demons. People that worship. I was at the thrift store the other day, and there were two beautiful bookends. I need bookends so bad I got bricks behind my book. But the thing was, it had cups sitting at the end of them bookends, and it just looked like somebody was drinking. Would drink? I said, no, I can't. I mean, they were beautiful. They was reasonable price, but you don't know. That's why you have to be oh so careful, because you don't know. You don't know. But we have to ask God. He said, all of your ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct you. And when you have any little inclination of, no, I shouldn't do that, then don't. Then don't. Because I'm telling you, we can get our own self in trouble. We have some kind of little God in here worshiping it every day. Don't even know we worshiping it. And God said, don't do it. God is a jealous God. He'll mess us up. Even these cars and houses and all kind of clothes and shoes and stuff like that. You can't worship that stuff. Oh, it's okay. God bless us with it. But we cannot worship that stuff. Then hear man. We can't worship man either. We can't do it. God is a jealous God. And nobody come before God. Not nobody, not nothing comes before the Lord. We can't do it. God won't accept that. And we're not to do it. Any comments or questions? On over into Judges, he gonna turn away from them. I mean, it's good to know the things, these things, because we live in under so many man-made laws and so many man-made holidays and so many man-made church days. And these are man-made things, and we just run and do whatever we want to do. We just do it because that's what everybody else doing. That's why we do it. And God said, don't do it. He said, don't do it. Or we're going to get to this. It's in the word of God. It's in here. Just like it said, suffer which not to live. Think it was in the word of God. It's right in Exodus. That means to die. Don't matter what kind of witch it is. White, black, man, woman, witch, that. God say what he mean, and he mean what he say. He say what he mean, and he mean what he say. We can't have other gods before him. We can't go a horn after these other gods. And when we connect with somebody that don't believe in Jesus, when we in love with somebody that don't believe with Jesus, don't believe in Jesus, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, when we marry somebody don't talking about God, blaspheming against the Holy Ghost, we messed up. Man or woman, we messed up. Unequally yoked. Gonna get the whole family killed because they don't believe in the man, who's the creator who made us. Something wrong. We got to do better. We got to do better. We can't bow our knee to any God, no God but our Father who in heaven, Jesus, the Holy Ghost. Bow your knee to them. Same way Solomon got in trouble. Married all them wives. All of them had different gods. He bowed down to some of them. You cannot do that. That's how the enemy have his way. Those are some of the things that we get messed up because we take our eyes just for a second off of God, just for a little bit off of the Lord. And we get in trouble. Ain't no way we should be marrying somebody that don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, don't believe in being baptized, even in Jesus' name. I'm telling you, we got to get it right. And we can't let the enemy trick us because he can blind us so quickly, so quickly. You know if he tempted Jesus, and Jesus had a lot of power. He had been fasting 40 days and 40 nights, and this thing come messing with him. Didn't know how much power he had. We got to just do any more questions or comments. I'm not trying to take over the whole thing, but I want to make sure you all understand these things. I just want to make sure everybody understands because this is the last chapter in Joshua. Next, on Thursday, we're going to have the first three chapters in Judges. We're doing every other first and third Thursday for Bible class. And when we have them three chapters at a time. Man, I just really enjoyed everything. Because I had studied it. I didn't look at it today or anything, but I studied it last week and when we didn't have no Bible class. I studied it. And it was so good. But it lets us see God opened doors for us, but he's not going to make you walk through the door. Because he opened the door for them to get their inheritance, but he wasn't going to make them. So when God have an open door for you, you better try to walk through it. He's not going to force you to do it. He got it for you. But you got to do something. You got to make a move. He ain't going to make everything for you. We got to do it. It's going to be, it's a blessing. I really enjoyed the book of Joshua. I really did. I've read it before, but not in depth like I have this time. I've gotten more understanding out of it this time than I ever have. Studied in class and stuff like that. You have 3 to 4 classes you taking at one time, and then you trying to get it cram everything in so you don't get the full anointing of the Spirit of God like you do when you just studying it. Period. By itself. Because I've read it so many times, but not like this. And I thank God for understanding. So I'm not going to hold you. We're going to get ready to close out. Prophet Corlin. She must. Anyway, I just want to know if anybody want to start reading next week or Thursday.
Praise God, I'm here.
Okay.
Amen. We can make the announcement, Apostle.
Yes.
Apostle, yes, would like to know if anyone would like to be a reader. The readers will read by the month. So if you are interested, let me know so that I can put together the schedule for her. And once we have the schedule, if we have enough, then maybe within a year's time, you might read maybe twice in a year if we get like 6 foot readers so that Apostle will not have to read. So if anyone is interested, just let me know. If you know you are now, you can say so now. Or if you decide later, then just let me know.
Amen. Amen. And if don't nobody do it, we'll continually read like it is. I mean, we're not one to read every time, but if we don't get no volunteers or nobody to relieve us, you know, because it's a commitment, because you have to be there every time, and you can't be late. You know what I'm saying? And you have to be committed, because you'll hold everybody else up. So yeah, we want other readers, but when we get it, we have to be committed to what we're doing. So, hey man, it's so many other things that's going on. I'm not gonna announce the healing and deliverance service, but we're going to have it. I'm just trying to make sure we're going to have it on the right date. We're going to do it on the date that I'm supposed to. So I'll call the young lady back on tomorrow. And when I call her back tomorrow, then everything, we'll do it like that. But then I'll announce it once I get everything done. And then we got a lot of other things going on. When we do have, and don't forget, if you want your chaplaincy, if you want to register for class, you need to sign up with Prophetess Brown. Mm-hmm. Just sign up. Just let her know. And she'll get me a list of things. Yeah, she'll get me a list of things. So, and that's all. I'm not, we're going to go on to let everyone go, but on Thursday we'll be right back here. We'll have our first three chapters in Judges by the grace of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to cover everyone under the sound of my voice on tonight in the mighty and powerful name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you right now to cover their families, God. Cover their homes on tonight in their vehicles, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you tonight for opening up our understanding. We thank you, God, for showing us and letting us know and understand the word of God. Let us understand what you're saying in this chapter, in these chapters, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we just give you all the praise and all the glory. And Father, I ask you right now, bless those that don't know you, God. I ask you to cause things to happen, that they may come running asking what they must do to be saved. Father, we love you. We thank you. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
So let it be. And I don't want us to forget, on Tuesdays, we still have early morning prayer on the Blog Talk Radio with Apostle Carolyn Williams. Amen. I really appreciate everyone that was there this morning I give God glory for you. I give God praise for that, and that you sacrificed to get on the line this morning. So we want to give her a little support every Tuesday at 7, 6 Central Time, 7 Eastern Time. So we just thank and praise God. And I'm going to get to you all. I'll just schedule a meeting to let you all know what's going on when I have enough to say what we're doing, okay? So God bless you all. You all have a good night. I'll be on the live broadcast. By the grace of God, I live and nothing happened in the morning, 6 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Eastern Time. God bless you. I love you. You all have a good night.
Good night.
God bless.
Love you all.
God bless.